The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Now, I know, listen, good morning to the Guardian team. Good morning to Benji, who you heard just now on the radio. I'm going to ask my producer to play the Junkanoo remake of that song. I don't want you all to think that I slack off on Bahamian culture Fridays, but I want to send a tribute to Benji and all the artists that took this Caribbean song and remade it and made it Bahamian. Here we go. Here's that Junkanoo remake. And welcome to On the Clock with Erin Green on this Friday, the 22nd of October, 2021. On the Clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the Clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, it's Friday. That means it's Culture Fridays. And my guest today, who's coming on in the second segment of the show, is Lady E. That's Erica Simonette. And she is coming today to share and talk about her new song, Sneaky Link, and the new Bahama Rhythm. So I just want you to know, in preparation for today's show, I said, you know what? I know that Sneaky Link ain't the first song about, you know, that thing. And I know that Lady E is not the first woman to write a song about, you know, that thing. So I said, let me go through Little Bahamian Archive and see what songs I could find about what some people like to call the national pastime, what I like to call a need to reflect upon the way in which we structure our societies and our relationships, right? And I'm going to be honest with you. In fact, let me throw this note in here. If you're interested in sweethearting as a culture and how it developed in our particular space, I'd watch a documentary called I Is Man by Dr. Ian Strawn. And one of the contributors to that documentary is Dr. Nicolette Bethel. And so almost a whole segment of the documentary interrogates our perceptions of where this behavior or this culture of sweethearting come from. So that documentary is called I Is Man by Dr. Ian Strawn, who I think is now in Grand Bahama heading up the, leading the northern campus of the University of the Bahamas. So anyway, I say I can go online and look for songs about sweethearting. And let me just tell y'all something. There are many. In fact, there are more songs about sweethearting than there are about Christopher Columbus and playing numbers and coconut water and mango. I mean, I was almost going to say there's almost as many songs about sweethearting as there are about Junkanoo. But the research isn't complete yet. But listen, here's what I found that is troubling. What is up with Avi? Good morning, Avi. Wherever you are in the world, Avi is a phenomenal rake and scrape artist from Managua. But listen, 75% of these sweethearting songs I found are from Avi. And when they say Inagua is the best-kept secret in the Bahamas, last night I realized they mean the best-kept secrets in the Bahamas are in Inagua. Because Avi done talk all y'all business. So, as we get into the show, we're going to play some of the songs I found about sweethearting. Now, I have a list. The unfortunate part is I couldn't find all the songs on the list online to capture and play for today's show. So we're going to get into that a little bit before we bring in our guest, Lady E. Erica Simonette, to talk about her song, Sneaky Link. We give you the call-in numbers and information for the show. I really like you to call. If you know a song I haven't put on this list, you know a song about sweethearting, the culture of multiple relationships and families that has developed in the Bahamas, so we don't put such a negative spin on it, you can text us on the Guardian Radio text line at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, and that's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. You can also call us at 323-6232. That's 325-4316. That's 325-4316 or 325-4259. So, listen, before we get deep into the show, I know it's Culture Fridays. I just want to make one quick note about what we call the political culture. And I just want to say, because listen, BPL is a big story. It's a big issue. And we've been in a what I call an energy crisis for at least the last 30 years. My whole life, my identity is formed around the idea that I don't know when the power is going on or off, and the people responsible can't tell me either. So like my whole identity, because I grew up in that era and I grew up in a particular neighborhood in the Bahamas, in New Providence, which rendered us at a slight disadvantage in terms of that type of communication. Anyway, so when I see this headline in the paper says, I would be conflicted if I were to review the BPL report, then I am going to say one thing. So why, sir, are you the Minister of Works? Why were we convinced, I spoiled my ballot, but why were the rest of y'all convinced to vote for brilliant men only for their capacity to serve with that brilliance is hindered or hampered by potential conflicts of interest? Why, sir, with your brilliant self, were you appointed? Why did you accept the appointment to the Minister of Works if you knew that this massive issue of conflict potentially sat in the middle of the room? Why do y'all keep doing that to us? I want to say the same thing to the Honorable Wayne Monroe. And these are sort of two separate, slightly separate issues. The first is, why did you accept the position of national security? Understanding that you and your brilliant legal self will not be able to engage some of the most important or urgent matters before you because of your engagement in the judiciary. Like, why would you accept the appointment? Couldn't you take a cabinet position that was less fancy, a little more lackluster? Anyway, some of us are very concerned about what's going on at BPL because our whole lives have been defined by the fact that we live in what's supposed to be the richest country in the Caribbean. But we don't know when our power is going to be on, when we could do homework, when we could iron our clothes. You know, it just seems ridiculous. That's why the young people say Bahamas is not a real place. It must be Narnia. Anyway, we ain't here to talk about that today. What I wanted to talk about today, even before I confirm my guess and this opportunity to share this great song, is I had this question for you. See, there are lots of questions floating around. One of those questions is the mysterious case of the mutilated money. It's a fascinating story. And I would like to thank Mr. Arnold Rapp Wilson and the Arnold Wilson Archives for sharing with me a story from June 19th, 1986 about the revelation of theft at the Treasury. So now I'm going to go and try and pull this article. I don't have time to really look at it right now, but I'm going to go and pull this article. I'm going to get deep into this mystery. I don't even need to go borrow a Nancy Drew book from the library. It's Lone Mysteries Around Me. They say that's a fascinating one. If anybody has their own archive, June 1986. See, because what fascinates me about the mystery of the mutilated money is this. It's like, if you arrest somebody for stealing by reason of finding, wouldn't the central part of your story be where the money was found? Anyway, I got another mystery for you guys this morning before we start playing these songs. And the mystery is, do you know why monkey tamarin itches? Like I said, I had this question on my sheet, question to ask for several days now, but I think today is the day. Do you know why monkey tamarin itches? Arlington, let's play that second song on the list. I'm going to give the callers and the texters, if they want to, an opportunity to call in and answer that question before I solve the mystery and give you all the answer. So let's play that song by the Falcons. This is one of my favorite Bahamian songs. It's called Stealing Love by the Falcons.
Kisses from the balcony. Stole the kisses at the window. I've gotta climb two stories to see my lady. Just the touch of her lips and it's all worth the while. Say stole kisses on the rooftop. Stole the kisses from the one I love.
All right. So let me just remind you, the call-in numbers today are 323-6232. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And you could text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And that's powered by BTC. Look here, that's the Falcons, right? Not the Falconeers. The Falcons, Stealing Love. Listen, that's like one of the first ballads that I ever heard. And all I want to say is, you cannot blame Bahamian women for falling under the spell of these sultry, silky, smooth voices of Bahamian men. It's like Bahamian men, it's just a beautiful thing. In fact, so that's one of my favorite Bahamian songs, even before I knew it was about sweethearting. Arlington, let's play that second song on the list. Let's play Lay Away by Keno Hall. Now, this one is from Turks and Caicos, right? But Turks and Caicos is Bahamian enough to be Bahamian. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, how could you separate the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos? This track's called Lay Away by Keno Hall. Somebody got you. Oh, because you know, I got a mango tree on layaway out there. You don't mind me and that mango tree relationship. That mango tree still love you. Don't mind but what me and that tree hop together.
Woman is the best thing God ever did. And men will tell them anything to get laid. Some may be weak and some easy to fall in love. I don't blame her when Bishop got your girl on reserve. Man, you need to take care of your own. Don't blame your neighbor when you are never home. Take care of your business, who you try to impress. That's why you next get drunk and fuss and always have to cuss just because. Somebody got your girlfriend on layaway. In the morning, in the night, almost every day. They would go down to the pawn shop so they can pay.
Now, let me tell you why I like this song, right? This concept of somebody got your girlfriend on layaway. It's, for me, it's attached to a sort of a real, I don't want to say biblical, but sort of fundamental idea that if you ain't married, then you're single, right? If you're not married, then you're single. You only could put single things on layaway. But it makes me question, well, it makes me think about this particular song, whether we, men and women, people in relationship with each other, are really taking the time to express and communicate what our expectations of fidelity and loyalty, right, are, and commitment are in these non-married relationships. Now, mind you, we also are people with a colonial past, right? And so I would say our proximity or relationship to marriage, right, are like our perceptions about it are different. When we say that like marriage and the nuclear family are the fundamental unit, right, of our communities, and I think about when we were enslaved Africans and the fact that we didn't have the right to choose who we were going to marry, nor did we have the right to choose who we were going to be sexually intimate with. These were things that were not in our control. So, if you don't have the right to determine who you're going to marry and when you're going to get married, like that formal ceremony, that doesn't mean that you didn't have the capacity or that the community didn't have the capacity to create their own formal structures, right? They say the whole thing is very fascinating. And most importantly, I think we need as people to talk about these things, not just through our music, with each other. Anyway, that's my music. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, I'm looking for Lady E because I got to hear about this sneaky link. Anyway, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We will be right back.
What happened to you?
You look like you lost your paycheck.
Man,
I just realized I got scammed out of a bunch of money. They said I won this contest and just needed me to send them some money so I could collect. I mean, to expedite something. Or was it to smooth the process?
Man, you're smarter than that. Protect yourself against scams and fraud by following these tips. If you know you didn't enter a competition, you can't win. Never play to receive a cash prize. If you're being asked, you're being scammed. Check trusted internet sites for verification of information given to you. Do not give your banking details to people you don't know. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Monitor your bank account regularly for any questionable transactions. Get more information at GetMoneySmartBahamas.com. Receive a cash prize. If you're being asked, you're being scammed. Check trusted internet sites for verification of information given to you. Do not give your banking details to people you don't know. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Monitor your bank account regularly for any questionable transactions. Get more information at GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Y'all forgive me. It's Aaron Green on the clock. A nice giggle in its delete just now, you know. That song, they call it Sweetheart / Suitcase. So put that sweet suitcase down. I ain't going downtown. Well, listen, what I like about that song is you sort of hear men sort of expressing that they overwhelmed by the sweetheart thing too sometimes, you know. You sort of get yourself caught up in something you didn't expect. To be so big, and the idea that men who are attempting, who are trying to be faithful, are inundated with women that have an expectation, And are we really sort of doing men a disservice, right? Like, we just presume to all men into that. All men is the all men. That's what they do. They born to do that. When, in fact, a lot of men will express that they are under extreme pressure. Extreme pressure by women who feel like men should be taking care of them. By women who feel men should be taking care of them, right? By women who feel like they could ask a man for money because that's what men are willing to do and they want to do. And that's one of the things we have to talk about as well, right? We have to stop this idea that and perpetuating this idea that all men are dogs and all men cheat. Also, we need to redefine what it means to be in a monogamous relationship, right? And if monogamy is required in a non-married, if you're not married, right? Or if it's a matter of, it doesn't matter if we're married or not, it's what we agree to and consent to in our relationship. So I got two texts here. First text says, I think that's about my experience with BEC. It says, morning, is because it has fiber and invented in your... Okay, please resend that text. Another text, good morning, Miss Green. You thinking about a sweetheart A? Well, no, like I said, my guest today is Lady E, Lady Erica Simonet, and she's supposed to be sort of premiering, but we're going to play and listen to and talk about her new song, Sneaky Link, which is about this practice we have of maintaining a side, what we call a side piece or a intimate relationship outside of our primary relationship. I don't know if it's really what you call polyamory, which is where people consent to multiple relationships, what we call open relationships, because it's only polyamory if every single person involved is aware of the dynamic and every other, well, that there are other people involved in the relationship, right? So Lady E, we can play Sneaky Link in a moment, whether she comes or not. So we wanted to delve into this song, and I said, you know what? Let's go through the archives and find as many Bahamian songs about sweethearting, that's the term we use, as possible. And then let's interrogate that, right? And one of the things I find interesting is that we have tons of songs about sweethearting, and they go all the way back. It's not a modern thing. They go all the way back. On my playlist today, I don't know if we can get a chance to play it, because I've played it before, but this song I played by Maureen Duvalier under the name Calypso Mama on an album I think called Calypso Madam. The song is called Ask Me Why I Run. And that's exactly what the song is about. The song is about sweethearting. And while this guy may be her main relationship, like, you know, he may be her primary or her only partner, this guy got another woman he's seeing. And this, when you hear the song, you realize that Maureen Duvalier was a very, very young woman when she sang it. So we get, it's like sweethearting is a part of the fabric of our lives. Got another text here. Hi, that is so true. Some of us men don't want a sweetheart, but your Bahamian woman is so good. All women, first of all, you know, all women is good. Second of all, yes, beautiful Bahamian women are beautiful women on the inside and on the outside. And I want you all to understand something. More often than not, it's the inside, right? It's those characteristics that draw men to other women, you know? It's not always about beauty and who's the finest. It's about the attributes or the things that that person add to our lives. That's what really sort of pulls people into that space, you know? It's not just sort of this, it's not even depraved isn't the right word, but this sort of carnal lust. It's about gaps being filled, or we perceive that gaps are being filled in our lives by somebody different. Anyway, I think my guest is in the Zoom room. So Arlington, play that song. We're going to start off as I introduce. Good morning, Lady E. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Erin. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm so glad that you were able to make it. You have me on the radio talking all my business. Everything I know about
sweetheart. I had an exam. I apologize.
Oh, no, you gave focus on that. Don't be sweethearting with us when your main priority is your schoolwork. But thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask Arlington to play the song. Let's get a sneak, you know, let's get an intro into it. And then we can talk about what inspired this song.
You're welcome.
So, Lady Eve, we can talk about this, man. And I just realized the perspective that you came at the song with, right?
Yes.
Like you reminding
plenty,
your boy.
Plenty thought.
Right. Like you reminding your side piece that, listen, I'm going to need you to be respectful of my main relationship. I'm going to need you to manage your feelings and your emotions and remember what it is that we are actually doing for the best interest of everybody involved.
Listen. When I wrote Sneaky Link, I mean, I'm 40 now, Aaron. I can't even pretend. It's a part of life experience to date that if you're out there in the market, that once or twice or maybe three times before, you would have encountered being the thing on the side and you didn't even know. Yep. Some people know. Some people don't even know what's going on.
Listen, one of my best friendships came from a relationship when on Valentine's Day, I realized clearly and soundly that I was the side piece, right? But he and I were able to talk about it and talk about what it meant to do that to somebody and that we could not be that type of friend anymore. But we could be friends. And the honesty, you know, like when he saw that all I wanted was honesty, he and I developed a great friendship after that.
Right. I mean, listen, Aaron, the thing about it is respect. First and foremost in relationships, I think most persons would agree with me. The only thing you're looking for is respect and honesty. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, most people can't do that because in that whole initial facade of meeting the person, you know, you put on your best or you want to put on this like you're perfect, mm-hmm. you know? So, you know.
You broke up there a little bit.
Hey, oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Clearly. Yes. So, you know, sometimes when you meet someone, you ask them, hey, what do you do for a living? And they say, oh, I work at Coots & Co. I work at a law firm, you know, to make themselves feel, you know, a little important or whatever.
Absolutely.
Come to find out, he's the janitor. Now, ain't nothing wrong with the janitor, but you could have said initially from meeting that person, hey, I'm the janitor at the law firm.
Well, I can tell you, listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm a sanitation engineer working at the leading law firm in the country.
Exactly. You see some of these people rolling around in these nice, big, fancy cars. Come to find out, they rent in or it's not their car. You know, they put on a false facade. And then some persons, when you meet them and you ask them straight up, Aaron, how many times has happened to you? Straight up, you ask them, hey, you in a relationship? And they say, no.
The best one is with Jesus. And then I look at them and say, buddy, I know exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I appreciate the song and like that what we heard in those last lines before we faded out, this idea that I'm gonna need you to manage your expectations and to be honest with yourself about what's happening, because that's the only way that we can be respectful to all the people involved, right? And that's a broader lesson for society. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. I have not mastered my peas and rice cooking yet. And if my partner today, or if a husband came home to me and said, now listen, miss, I need you to work on this peas and rice thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then I discovered that there's a house, you know, there's a place that he goes for the food because the food is cooked the way that he likes it. Then, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I could understand that this person is fulfilling a need in this aspect of your life. And the only thing I can...
But not only that, Aaron. And to add on to the peas and rice situation, there are a lot of persons who are unhappy. They're going around day to day and don't want to leave the person that they're with. And they're simply lying on a day-to-day basis and they're unhappy mm-hmm. with their situation.
Yeah.
Now, first and foremost, I can tell you, Lady E, and never could condone lying. I hate lying with a passion.
Yeah.
So when you meet somebody and they initially come to you and they say, hey, I'm not with somebody, and you find out that you was a little thing on the side, you know, to me, that's a given. That's a, okay, I can see you later. I got to go.
Yeah.
Type situation. Now, if you a person and the guy or young lady comes to you and says, hey, I'm in a situation and this is the situation, then you have a decision to make. You have to use your discernment to decide if that situation is something that you can do. You know, unfortunately, the Bahamas isn't a country that believes in polygamy. So, but we do have a high rate of sweethearting. You know what I mean? So here it is. This is the situation. These are the facts. You know, guys, anyone who's listening out there, lady, I'll tell you, it's happening. I talk about real life and real scenarios.
Oh, yeah. And nobody, this is what I was saying earlier in the show, in the intro, I did some research. In fact, I've been playing songs about sweethearting that I found online, right? Mm-hmm. At the top of the show.
Ghost Move was in there.
Look at Ghost Move on the list. In fact, I got like 85 songs from Avi on this list. I got write Avi a letter. I got write Avi a letter. Anyway.
Exactly.
There are more songs that I've found about sweethearting than I found about Columbus. Right? And so,
well, again, you got to check solo for that Columbus song. That Columbus song, had, but yeah.
It off the chain. And so, you know, the point that you made about honesty is mm-hmm. so important. It's like, I don't think we as men and women, and particularly people who say they're going to sort of engage in this thing we call sweethearting, that we discount how terribly affected we are by dishonesty. And we discount how men, because men ain't supposed to have feelings, and they dogs anyway, so, you know? But we don't really take into account how dishonesty impacts people and how it hurts people. And people, particularly men, I see among my male friends and acquaintances that when they are most hurt is when they realize somebody is being dishonest with them, is lying to them.
I honestly believe out of the sexes, I think men love harder, you know. I think men really love harder because when it's found out that they have been misled or skipped out on, they're the first ones really to retaliate. You would think that it would be an emotional woman. But no, it's when you listen to the different cases and scenarios that reach the police, most times it's the man that's lashing out. So I think men love harder. I think they love deeper.
Well, I think they are more vulnerable in the sense that those spaces don't very often see sunlight, right? Mm-hmm. So when they do see sunlight, it's terribly traumatic for them, you know?
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
I's a woman, I ain't dated a man in forever.
Men are taught never to complain, never to show their vulnerability.
Yeah.
Men are taught never to even pretend to be sick. You know, that men have a hard road, even in society, for a man to look weak.
Yeah.
It's something that's shunned.
Okay, Lady E, I got to go to a break. When we come back from the break, I'm play one or two songs. I got a couple callers and some texts. We talk about this sneaky link. Stay tuned to 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. We'll be right back with Aaron Green on the clock.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock the 242. The count depends on you. So tell Ted to go tell below. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this
Central Bank of the Bahamas invites students in grades 4 through 12 to compete in the Get Money Smart Bahamas video essay competition. Students must produce a 3 to 5 minute essay sharing their views on the following topic. The Bahamian economy is an ideal model for digital financial services. Get a parent or guardian permission to share the link to your essay with us on social media and have your entry judged for cash prizes in either the primary school division, junior high, or senior high school category. Essay submissions must be received by October 22nd, 2021. For more information, visit GetMoneySmartBahamas.com or see our post on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. It's Culture Fridays. I've got Lady E in the Zoom room, and I want to thank Lady E for taking this time out of her school day for us. Lady E, I got to start with this text here. It says, great show as usual. Sweethearting is fun and games until you get caught. And the judge tell the wife she get half of everything you own. Mm-hmm. And listen, text, and he said, and if it's a mango skin girl you marry, the judge will give her 5/8 of everything you have. And text said, do you really think there's that type of sort of classism and colorism within the judiciary? Because it's an interesting question. And then the word, okay, yeah, you can't be beaten up on red skinned women though. But this is another.
I don't believe, Erin, that it has anything to do with the color of your skin. When it comes down to when you're making those. When you go into the judge and you're looking for those, I guess,
assets.
What do you call them?
Sharing of assets.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. When you go in through divorce proceedings and you have to now accept the cost of your pleasure.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. The thing is, when you out there doing what you're doing, you have to also consider the repercussions.
Oh,
you know, with pleasure. With pleasure comes the pain after. So you have to take that into consideration.
Yeah. And so here's a text. It says, now this one, we could do a whole show on this, but it says, a man's lie is I gained by my boy. And a woman's lie, and a woman's lie is that child is yours. Now, texter, that's a whole show. And I read the text because I think it's important to interrogate whether we are imbalance, whether we give women a fair pass because we just say, oh, well, men are dogs, so we expect, you know, this their behavior. But that's a heavy, heavy truth to learn, that the child, in fact, is not yours.
Yeah. That's really a hard thing, a hard pill to swallow. That's really a hard pill to swallow there, but you know, it's happening, you know, on women's side. Unfortunately, that's the lie that most women tell. And like the texter said, most men, I don't know, during the pandemic, you go and buy your boy. It was less likely. But I know for essential workers is I got to work late. Or, you know, with people in general, I have to work late is the number one excuse.
You know, my excuse
don't see them
is,
no more.
I get go check on them Chick Johnny in the bush. Plenty work. Anyway, I got another text here. It says, good morning, Erin. Women have made it hard for men to be faithful in a relationship from time past. David and Bathsheba, Solomon and all his ladies, African kings and their wives, kings of England, presidents of the USA, prime ministers of the Bahamas, I don't know about prime ministers of the Bahamas. Let me just say that. Ask the ladies why they encouraged this.
I don't agree with that person, you know. There's something that's said about any guy that cheats, wants to cheat. I think that no matter if a woman washes his clothes, does everything that she could, if she is the ideal wife, you can't keep a man just like that, you know, giving him sex 24/7 whenever he wants. That's not going to keep him faithful. You understand? And keep him satisfied momentarily. But if he wants to cheat, he's going to go out there and cheat.
Yeah.
And you know, and vice versa.
I will argue that there are some people who have been socialized and come up in family structures that are so dysfunctional that they're sort of addicted, right? They're addicted to the rush of a new encounter and a new relationship. But that's also about personal discipline and self-control and awareness of self. And I think that's also a big part. Now, listen, I got one more text. I got one more question for you. Then I got to go through the list of all of these songs. And I want you to tell me which song we're going to play to end the show. So this last text say, Aaron, in many cases, the little thing on the side is a well-established person who ain't want for nothing except some company. And that's another consideration. Some people
are,
this is legit. And like I say, it's important to watch that documentary, Eyes Man, by Dr. Ian Strawn. Why these extramarital, right? And sort of extra outside of the primary relationships formed.
Listen, Aaron, they have a movie on Netflix called Everything But a Man. And I think it speaks to what that texter was talking about, because you have a lot of successful women, especially successful women that have their own houses, have their own car, whatever it is, they have it. Mm-hmm. But because it appears that they are unavailable or unable to get into the dating market by whatever reason, they kind of, you know, they submit to anything or anybody. In the movie, this lady, she was a lawyer. She was a multi-million dollar earning lawyer. And at the end of the movie, she ended up with somebody who you would think that no one of her caliber would end up with. But hey, because she just wanted that satisfaction of love and comfort and sex, she was able to go with that person.
Yeah.
You know?
She knew what her priorities were. This last text says, the difference is when us men cheat, we just want a little bit. But when a woman cheats, she finding your future replacement. Woo, look here.
That's deep.
In fact,
it's factual too, because most women, not all, I've met some women that are cold.
Yeah.
I've met some gals out there. They just want a little bit too.
Ah,
but
boy.
Most women are emotional, and most women will be good women if we get that love, attention, and respect. Now, but when you start mistreating a woman, I agree that sometimes it's an emotional connection that they're looking for more or less than the gratification.
Now, thank you. Listen, to be all out of time. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to read through this list of songs about sweetheart and quickly, and then you tell me which one we're going to close out with. Because I didn't get a chance to ask you what it's like working with Benji. I love Benji. And I love
he's phenomenal. Benji is just a light.
Yeah. I love the cross Caribbean sound that y'all produce, the mix of rake and scrape, Junkanoo, and soca in this track, Sneaky Link. So here's what I found on the list. Mosquito Bite by Gino D. I Ain't Going Back by Ronnie Butler. She Gone by Avi. He's My Man by Sky Juice Band. Stroke Man by KB. Fattening Frog for Snake by Gino D. I wonder if the young people know what that mean. Man Bad, Woman Bad by Dyson and Novi. Doghouse Again by Avi. There's Avi again. Gal If I Had You by Gino D. Dirty Dog by Spice. You Get Swing by Gino D. The Falcon, Stealing Love. Layaway, Kino Halls. Delete Sweetheart, Suitcase. Lady E, Sneaky Link, Ancient Man, Red Shirt, Calypso Mama, Ask Me Why I Run, Avi, Blame It on the Water, and Avi, Bad Sweetheart. That's what I found in a brief, short search last night. Now, I say, let's play Bad Sweetheart to end the show. What you say?
Man, that one there, that's a serious list, including Sneaky Link. Well, you already play Sneaky Link. But, man, I like that layaway. Somebody got your girlfriend on layaway.
Let's play it again to end the song, because that's my favorite one. In case you didn't know, I probably got your mango tree on layaway. And you don't get between me and that mango tree. This thing we have is special. I love it. Anyway, it's 11 a.m. Levon Miller is up next. I got to go. Thank you very much, Lady E. To my audience,
thank you, Aaron.
Call the radio station. Ask them to play Sneaky Link. And then let's talk about it, people. This is our lives through the music. Have a great day, Bahamas. Enjoy the weekend. Unleashed is up next.
Somebody got ya. Somebody got ya. Somebody got ya. Somebody got your girlfriend on layaway.